welcome to episode 9 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we will talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Andy, Amy, Sandy, and Lindsay. Our topic today is why someone should use a travel agent. Now, obviously, as travel agents ourselves, we are all a bit biased in this, but trust us, we will be honest. So we just wanted to share some reasons why travel agents are seeing another surge in popularity coming back after the internet boom all but wiped them away. So what's your first thought? What's the first thing that comes to mind, guys, when you think, why should somebody call on us when they need help?
Well, for me, I have clients who just don't have the time anymore to do all the research. There's a gajillion, you know, options out there, and you could just spend all day getting bogged down in that quagmire. And, you know, we have the expertise. We go to these places, we check them out. So, it just helps. It helps when you've seen a place to really speak to it. So that's one of the reasons people have been calling me.
I was a librarian in my past life, and there's one thing about the internet, which is, you know, you hear it all the time. Well, it's on the internet, so it must be true. And there's a point where when you're doing the research yourself that you do start wondering, if you have a critical mind, okay, how much can I trust with this? How good is this deal? What will it get me? You know, is this a place I want to go?
Yeah. What do you think, Lindsay?
I think, like Elizabeth was talking about, there are so many things online, so many different options, and it's so easy to, I think we get in this area where it's almost too confusing. The more you throw at someone, the less sure they become about what little they do know or where they want to go. And I think when you have somebody who spends their every day going over different, and not just finding the best deal, but actually what is the best value for your travel dollar. And that's a very important thing, because not every sale you see online is going to be what is the best for you, or maybe even the cheapest way to go. So
I think something that needs to be brought up also is how we get paid. We are not charging more because you're booking with us. And that is a common misconception. We get paid by our suppliers. So you can look something up on the internet. We can give you the exact same price. And that's because you're not getting paid a commission to book yourself. But as a travel agent, that supplier wants us to book through them or whoever it is. And they will pay us directly. Mm-hmm. So with that, though, you can also, another advantage to the travel agent, you're doing internet searches, and who are you calling? You're doing this online. You're giving a credit card to a complete stranger. You can build a relationship with a travel agent through the phone, and you can always call the travel agent. You've got their lines. You can call them or email them anytime. Most travel agents I know are working on their own vacations to help you. You know, they're there for you, you know, with any problems.
I think just like any major purchase, and as Americans, I think we have devalued vacations to a point of not understanding the intrinsic value of travel. And, you know, people opine on it all the time about how important travel is. And we've talked about it ourselves. And obviously we all feel very passionately about travel. But people tend to, you know, if you ask them, you know, if they're going to go buy a house, they're not actually, I mean, yes, they're shopping by price, but they're ultimately shopping because this house is going to be something that's with them, you know, for a long term. They're going to be living with it every day, and they're going to be living there wanting to feel comfortable, wanting to have the perfect house for them. And a car is also another major purchase. And you go to a realtor, or you often go to a car dealer of some sort. And I know car dealers have a reputation for sort of being snake oil salesmen. And in some cases, you know, that business has sort of become a bit shady. And so I like to compare us a little bit more to real estate agents, where you know, you're making a really big investment, and no, you're not going to be on that vacation for 30 years, unfortunately, but, but you're going to remember it for the rest of your life. And right. you may even remember it. I mean, if anybody's moved more than 5 times, I dare you to tell me your address 5 houses ago, like right off the top of your head.
Yeah.
You don't remember, but you probably remember the vacation you took 5 times ago.
Yeah. It's about making the memory. I mean, if you're planning a trip for an extended family, you know, that you just, it takes a certain level of stress out of it. Even if you're one of those people that does a lot of research on your own, just having a travel agent to kind of bounce the ideas off of, does this sound right? Do you think this is a good deal? I mean, I'm happy to talk to my clients all day long, and really, especially for things like Disney. Disney changes their product constantly, and they've just rolled out the whole My Disney Experience. And now, I mean, if you go to Disney blind without a plan, you're really going to regret it, you know? So even people, most of my clients that go to Disney are people who really love Disney and go a lot, and they still want to talk to me and, you know, see if I've heard about this new thing. Is this worth it? What do I think about this? And a lot of stuff I don't get paid on, you know, but I still talk about it or tell them if I think, you know, you should get an annual pass or you should get Tables in Wonderland or something like that. So,
I definitely see it as a way to maximize somebody's investments in what is not a small purchase. And obviously, I grew up in Europe, in England specifically, and Europeans tend to have more vacation time. It's a whole lot easier to get to completely different cultures very quickly and much less travel time. So for when I came to the States, it absolutely blew my mind how relatively little vacation time people get in comparison to the rest of the world. I think maybe the exceptions, that's possibly the Japanese. But if you don't have that much time to spend each year on vacation, you obviously have a lot of time that you're spending at the office. And when you're not there, you're obviously with your family. So time is limited. And do you really want to spend hours each night researching different options on where you might want to go? I want to take a cruise. Well, how many different cruise line options are out there? They call one particular cruise line. They'll say, yes, you need to take one of our cruises. Of course, within each cruise line, there's different vessels, different ships, different options, different itineraries. That's where the benefit of a travel agent comes in, being able to help the client figure out exactly what it is they want to do by talking to them, getting to the heart of the matter of what each individual client's needs are. Do they really want to go to Aruba? Or do they just want to try a number of different islands, and what is the best value for them compared to what their leisure interests are as well? And I think that's really where the value of a travel agent will come in, researching those different options and helping you figure out exactly what is right for you, your vacation time, and your hard-earned dollars.
Going back to the internet and searches you do on the internet and nobody to call. So you don't know what you're getting when you book on the internet. You don't know what cabin you're getting. You don't know exactly what room at that hotel, the location. There's no one to call and ask. And you do see a cheap room, and maybe you do search around and call a travel agent, and that travel agent is a little bit more expensive. I don't know. I also feel, and I've always said this to people, there's a lot of travel agents out there and with a lot of different personalities. Go with someone you're comfortable with. Like you would a realtor or with anybody else. Go with somebody you're comfortable with. Something else that is a benefit of travel agents would be some of, you know, we can get group spaces sometimes that another agency or an online company can't do.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I think relationships play into it as well. No, we haven't been everywhere. I mean, there isn't one of us on the microphone tonight who can say that we've actually been everywhere. We'd like to be able to say that by the time we pass on. But
I've been to more places.
Yes. but we have, you know, we do travel regularly and we network a lot. And that can really help you as well, because not only are we researching travel all the time and traveling ourselves, but we're also networking with other travel agents and with suppliers. So the fact that we actually know people at some of these cruise companies or some of these hotels, we've actually met with them face to face, talked to them, and built a relationship with them.
Had a drink with them.
Yes, perhaps had an alcoholic beverage or two, and did not end up dancing on the tables, just in case there's rumors floating out there. But seriously, we formed business relationships with those people, and that can actually help your vacation be better. It can help us help you if something goes wrong on your vacation.
We are definitely your
app. And we're often always learning ourselves, whether it's visiting places ourselves or doing training with vendors or destinations. I spend a lot of time reviewing places that I haven't been to in a while that I feel I still know pretty well, but I can always learn because cities change. There are always new things coming to a destination. And we're constantly learning. We're trying to do the best we can, just learning about it, about what's out there, and hopefully being able to pass that on. Because you never know what that next phone call from a client is going to be. Is it going to be, I want to take a trip to the Bahamas, or do I want to go to Antarctica?
Or Alaska. My parents have me researching Alaska. So.
Well, it's always great fun when you can actually, and this happens all the time, you know, 2 weeks ago, I might not have known a whole lot about a particular area, but then I researched it for a client, and the next client calls, and I'm like, well, I can tell you the airfare is going to be right about $800 because I just bought that ticket for somebody else.
Yep.
So we are looking, and, you know, I have a client going to Costa Rica, and there is actually more than one airport there. And I think, you know, people sort of assume that they'll check the prices on their own and suddenly discover that they actually need to fly into a different airport in order to get to where they want to go.
Or they'll go to a whole different region of the world.
Yes, there's, you know, the internet story that's been circulating lately is somebody who thought he was going to Spain to Granada and ended up in the Caribbean at Granada, and there's yeah. only one letter difference, and it's an easy mistake to make. And you know, there's also the famous stories about San Jose. People end up in San Jose, California, when they're supposed to be in Costa Rica. So, you know, that knowledge of geography, it seems, and honestly, there are cases of people actually saying to their travel agent, you book all this travel, but I want to book the air because I have miles or something like that. And then they call and say, well, I'm in Nassau, but apparently you booked us in Jamaica, you know, like they weren't paying attention to, you know, where they were supposed to be going. So, and it's not, you know, sometimes it can be the travel agent's fault. I'm not going to say we're perfect, but you know, those lines of communication, it's so nice to have somebody else checking details for you. And
you should always do your due diligence and read your itinerary make sure that it's
following on from that. Another benefit of a travel agent, particularly where air is involved, is if there's an issue while you're traveling. Often, you know, you can only do so much in an airport, and maybe a call to a travel agent, you can also make some calls on your behalf while you're trying to figure things out as well between the two of you. You can often get things accomplished in a more timely manner and a more effective manner.
Mm-hmm. I had clients last summer lose a whole day of travel because of their flight was canceled, and they had to fly the next morning, but they were going to Europe, and they were going to be on the plane during the business hours. So, you know, I was calling the hotel, making sure they, you know, they didn't show up when they were supposed to check in, but I wanted to make sure they didn't lose their hotel. Yeah. So they got off their connection and, you know, got the email from me that it was all taken care of. So.
And, you know, there is something to, you know, I hate to use the phrase buy local, because in many cases, our clients are not actually local to us. We do business over the internet. We meet people over the internet, and we have clients all over. We have referrals from relatives or whatever that live in other states. But the fact is, you know, I do hear people say, well, why would I book with a travel agent when I could just do it myself? Well, rest assured, if you're using an online travel agency, that is actually a travel agency. Yeah. So you're really not doing it yourself anymore. You know, there's still somebody making money off of your
booking. Expedia is an agency that you don't ever get to talk to somebody personally. And a lot of times, one of the things that surprised me when I started doing this was that if I saw a rate on Expedia, I could call the hotel and they would give me that rate. And they would give it to me as a travel agent. And they would rather do that. They would rather you book direct with them than book it through Expedia, and you will get the same rate, but you'll get a better room. And, you know, it's just one of those things that people don't realize. They think they're getting, you know, I don't know. You can compare all the deals and stuff. I mean, I think hotels.com is a little different because you don't know what you're getting. But, yeah, I've never had a hotel that wouldn't match what they saw on Expedia if you called them direct.
And a lot of times the difference also is run of house hotel rooms, which a lot of people don't realize. But, you know, if you really want the room at the front of the hotel with the window looking out over the ocean or what have you, it's harder to get that guarantee from an online travel agency. Sometimes you can't. And sometimes online travel agencies are selling you rooms that don't actually necessarily exist. And there are many, many stories of people being what we call walked, where they get there, they have a confirmed mm-hmm. reservation, but the hotel has no room for them. So they get walked over to another resort. And I can assure you that's not always an ideal experience. Not like you get an upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they give you what they can get you. So.
So how about, I know Living Social, there was just, as an example, a deal up there recently for take this nonstop flight over to Grand Bahama Island. And I knew exactly what this deal was because we deal with this vendor a lot. And I had a friend who actually contacted me and said, what do you think about this deal? My friends and I want to do it. She lived in Raleigh. Her friends lived in Baltimore. And one of her friends was coming from somewhere else. And the charters were available from those cities. But what she didn't know and didn't read the fine print about was, yeah, they could do that deal, but they would not be there together because those charters all fly in different dates. Like, those are the things we know. We know that. Those mm-hmm. little details that right. someone might not know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, the general public often doesn't even think of something like a charter flight, because if right. you're Joe Public, you're not going to get on a charter flight. You know, it's yeah. not something that you're used to doing. If you've been on a charter flight, it's usually probably because you've won an incentive trip or something like that, or you've booked through a travel agency that has those vendors that have that resource. Yeah. And that can save you a lot of money.
And let me tell you, after my flight back from Jamaica a couple weeks ago, I'm all about the charter flights now mm-hmm. because they're cheaper. They're you don't connect anywhere. I sat in Miami for 8 hours. it was not fun. Yeah.
Who was your travel agent for that?
Well, and I think that's an excellent lesson. You know, a lot of times, you know, I tell my clients, it sounds like I'm trying to upsell you, but I'm not. This is what I'm trying to explain.
Now
to
I
you.
Know that this particular airline really limits their flights on Sundays, and if you are flying back from the Caribbean on a Sunday and you go through Miami, you're going to have very, very, very limited choices. And then there's probably going to be a rainstorm in the afternoon, and your flight
it's
will be delayed.
In Miami, Sam.
Exactly. Like between now 3 and 5, don't think you're actually leaving.
I was in Miami about a month ago. I took my son to a soccer game down there. We'd been excited. We'd had the tickets for weeks. We drove down. We had a boys' trip, and it was wonderful. And it's the only international game involving England that's ever been delayed because of a thunder and lightning.
Yeah, well, because it never rains. It never rains in England, right?
Yeah, right.
So. Let's just play through it. Yeah, there's a little bit more lightning. It's a bit more dangerous. But I think another thing that's worth mentioning is, we touched on the relationships we have with vendors and with hotels and with tour operators. But often, if we are dealing with a particular vendor on a regular basis, and, you know, we develop that relationship, if we have a customer or a client that calls, you know, pretty short notice or with an unusual request or even one that's not so unusual but is a really big milestone, we can often help them get that little perk, get that little extra that they might not be able to get if they were trying to do it on their own.
Yep. And it's not always something we can do.
Big birthday. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just had a honeymooning couple that just by calling concierge, I was able to get upgraded and had never expected it. Doesn't happen every time, but there is at least a little bit of clout to having an advocate in your corner. And these companies want to impress our clients. They want us to come back to them. They want us to refer them. So a lot of the times they will go the extra mile, especially if it's someone you've built a relationship with.
Mm-hmm. And those relationships extend, of course, to clients. As we were saying, I think Amy said it really well when she said, you know, when you book online, you got no one to talk to. There's no person there. And we are people, and we're interested in your vacation being excellent. We're a referral-based business. So if you have a terrible experience with us, then you can tell lots of people that you had a terrible experience with us. But if you had a wonderful experience, then you'll tell lots of people. So we're motivated to make you happy to the best of our ability. And we also get to know you. So I definitely have repeat clients where I have them on a wait list. I have a list of people waiting for Disney's 2015 rates to come out. I have people that I know want to go to Alaska next year, and we're keeping an eye on, you know, or even 2 years from now, they're on my list, and I know what sorts of trips they're interested in, and I'm always keeping an eye out.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's not always about us trying to put you in the most expensive thing we can get you right now. I mean, I just had one today where I had a client who wanted to go to Universal, and her husband works with my husband, and they work at GE. And then I remembered that GE has discounts, and so I went to that site and looked, and they saved quite a bit using the GE discount. And so I told her that, you know, I'm like, you don't want to book it with me. You want to do this, but she also wants to book a cruise next year. And so, you know, I mean, it's building that loyalty. It's building that trust. I'm not out for this one vacation. I want you to keep coming to me, mm-hmm. you know, and to trust
exactly.
me.
You want a client for life.
Right.
You build a yeah. relationship that's going to last for life. And if you treat them like you want to be treated, that's what happens. I mean, I treat every vacation like it's my own. And mm-hmm. Along with that comes with what you just mentioned about GE. Having a wide variety of options that the average person might not even know existed. I just helped someone save $300 on their air. I made no commission on it, but I helped them because they were going to pay so much more on air just by a simple switch of airline carriers. And I know that they'll remember that. They'll come back to me.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, sometimes I'm going to fully admit, sometimes we will talk you into a more expensive option. And the reason we're doing that is for your own sake. The Miami flight back is a good example. You yep. know, sometimes if you pay a little bit more,
yep.
you'll have a much better experience. And even when it comes down to choosing your airport, likewise, we may talk you down. In our area, Southwest flies out of Raleigh-Durham. And I sell to people who live 75 miles away from the Raleigh-Durham airport and live closer to another international airport. But I will often recommend, you know, is it going to be worth it for you to drive to Raleigh to save this much money by not paying for your bags and, you know, to fly Southwest? Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't. People will pay more for direct flights as well. So we're always looking out. But along that line, I have a family right now that I'm working with. And we're probably looking at not a direct flight because it's going to be better for her in the long run.
And yeah, it's all about that value. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we're out to get for you. It's not the cheapest thing. It's the value.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was at Sandals this past month, I realized that I would rather, for my own personal vacation, shorten my stay by a day and get the concierge level than stay like, you know, I'd rather get that concierge level and have to stay a little bit less time than not have that, because it was so worth it to me.
It was so awesome.
Good. Yeah, it's good.
The same could be said for a European tour operator. They go to the same cities, but do you go for the more budget level that has out-of-town hotels that then takes you 45 minutes to an hour to get into the city center in Paris to meet that local guide?
Mm-hmm.
Then you get stuck in traffic. Or is it worth paying a little bit more, the extra, for a more upscale tour operator, often within the same company.
Yeah, and you can walk.
That has the more centrally located yeah. hotels. You can walk to nicer restaurants rather than having to sort of roam around and in the suburbs. And that's often a big selling point, a big, you know, reason for just paying that little bit extra for a better experience.
And those are questions that we ask a lot, not only with tours, although tours is a great example, but also even with cruises or hotels. Mm-hmm. It's like, how inclusive do you want your vacation to be?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are, you know, cruises are mostly inclusive and Disney can be mostly inclusive, but then we also have ways by adding a meal plan, by adding a drink package, mm-hmm. something like that, that can make it all inclusive or almost all inclusive.
Right.
And that in the end can sort of, if you know your money up front, then that's one less thing for you to stress about having to open your wallet over and over again on your trip. Tour operators also, there are some companies that will sell you extras off the bus. There are other ones that will include everything and not try to sell you anything. And so it really depends on your priority. You'll pay less for the ones that sell you off the bus, but you're also going to be, you know, dealing with paying money at, you know, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a good option for you. Maybe budget wise, yeah. that's better for you. But
and I think people don't realize what they actually spend on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You look at that price for your hotel and your flights or whatever, and then there's kind of this sticker shock. But I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm from Myrtle Beach. people go to Myrtle Beach, they pay X amount for their beach house or condo, and then they're going to the shows, they're going to the water parks, they're going out to dinner. None of that stuff is cheap. Build-A-Bear. My parents took my kids to this candy store where they paid by the pound and let them just fill their bags, and they had like $50 worth of jelly beans. And let me just say, they never did that for me. That would not have happened when I was growing up.
That's a great parent thing, not a parent thing.
But and people that's do that. Too.
A lot of those, lot of the deals that you'll see on bigger online agencies like Expedia, or where they lump all of these sales in together, what you don't often see up front is the fine print. You don't see all the added fees. And by the time you get done adding in your extra additional daily resort fee, or your
parking fee,
change your seat, or when you realize that your flight is three connecting flights and you're wasting a whole day in transit to save $20.
My brother is flying on an airline this week where he can't even take a carry-on. If he takes something that he puts at his own feet, he has to pay. So, read the fine print. It's not always what you think it is. Yeah.
You get what you pay for.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Except in the case of a travel agent where you're not paying anything.
We will be very upfront with what you have to pay.
Yeah. And,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I had an experience on one of the brewery tours that I was running a couple of months ago. I was at a brewery and talking with the girl who was actually taking my group back into the bowels of the brewery to show them the inner workings. And she saw that I had my Outlander Travel polo shirt on, and she said, travel agent? I said, yeah. She says, didn't realize you guys existed anymore.
I get that all the time.
I hear that all the time.
And it sort of was a little bit eye-opening for her. And I said, yeah, we're actually alive and kicking, and we're doing pretty brisk business, and we have our value in the world. I mean, obviously, we're not for everybody. Some people are more than happy to research their own vacations, and more power to them, and God bless them. And I wish them well, and they have great experiences. But travel agents really do have a value, even in the 21st century, with just the breadth of knowledge, the destinations we're knowledgeable about, all have access to information on, and helping match the ideal trip to each individual client.
And oftentimes thinking of things that maybe you haven't thought of yourself.
Exactly.
That just didn't even occur to you because you didn't know about them, or because doing all that research is time consuming. And as a librarian, by the way, I heard that all the time as well. I can't believe we still have librarians. Don't libraries
just run
themselves?
You have a master's degree to shelf us?
Yes, you have a master's degree to shelf us. What'd you do? Did you study the Dewey Decimal System the whole time? However, librarians are, behind a lot of the databases and things that we use today. That's, the sort of the science of searching is a librarian thing. And and just as I used to weed out Google searches for people, and even choosing a book, which is actually very similar to choosing a vacation, because if you come to me and you say, I would like a really good book to read, that is so subjective. And, I would like a really good vacation. That's only the very beginning of the conversation, And then if you turn around and ask me, well, what was the last vacation you took that you loved? Still irrelevant to the conversation, because what I love may not be what you love.
Right.
And I certainly, I love Disney World. I go many, many times a year, but I definitely have clients who do not love Disney World. That's not the vacation for them. Yeah. So, I love cruising. I talk to people all the time who cruising is just not for them. And although, we talk about their objections and make sure that it's not for them, sometimes it actually turns out that they have a lot of misconceptions. Sometimes cruising is not for them, and we can find them another solution. So that's, it's my job to know about lots of different options, not just one type.
Yeah.
Well, that's our show for this week. On behalf of Sandy, Lindsay, Amy, Andy, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we will see you next week. Gotta fly.
Bye.